This is Akashvani, the news read by Anita Anand. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has hailed a landmark step towards sustainability with the commissioning of India's first Make in India green hydrogen plant in the port sector at Kandla in Gujarat. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said, "This is a commendable effort championing sustainability and powering our net zero vision. With this, Kandla becomes the first Indian port to house a megawatt scale indigenous green hydrogen facility, underlining Gujarat's growing role in renewable energy and sustainable infrastructure." We have a report from our correspondent.
Inaugurated by Union Minister Sarbanand Sonowal, this project highlights India's progress in green port infrastructure. Built in just 4 months, this plant is the first module of a larger 10-megawatt green hydrogen project announced by PM Narendra Modi in May 2025. With an annual production capacity of 140 metric tons of green hydrogen, the facility marks a key milestone in India's net zero journey. The Indore Airport becomes the first Indian port to operationalize a megawatt-scale green hydrogen plant. Developed entirely by Indian engineers, this plant also sets a benchmark for Atmanirbhar Bharat in clean energy sector. Aparna Khun, Akashvani News, Ahmedabad.
President of Philippines Ferdinand R. Marcos Jr. will arrive in New Delhi this afternoon on a 5-day state visit to India. He will be accompanied by First Lady Luis Arneta Marcos and a high-level delegation including several cabinet ministers and other dignitaries. This will be the first visit of President Marcos to India since assumption of office of the President of the Philippines. During the visit, Prime Minister Narendra Modi and President Marcos are scheduled to hold bilateral discussions tomorrow. President Marcos will also meet President Draupadi Murmu. The first ever BIMSTEC Traditional Music Festival will be held at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi this evening. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar will inaugurate the event. Artists from India, Bangladesh, Bhutan, Myanmar, Nepal, Sri Lanka and Thailand will perform at the musical evening. The event is free and open to all, welcoming audience from all walks of life to enjoy this extraordinary evening of cultural connections. Sri Amarnath Ji Yatra has been suspended from both the Baltal and Pahalgam routes in Jammu and Kashmir. In a statement, Divisional Commissioner of Kashmir, Vijay Kumar Biduri, said that due to the recent heavy rains, critical repair and maintenance works are required on both the Baltal and Pahalgam routes. He said it has been observed that due to continued deployment of men and machinery on the tracks, the administration would not be able to resume the yatra. The Reserve Bank of India's Monetary Policy Committee, MPC, will begin its 3-day meeting today on the repo rate cut. Chaired by RBI Governor Sanjay Malhotra, the committee's decision will be announced on Wednesday. According to a report by State Bank of India, RBI may announce a 25 basis points repo rate cut in its monetary policy review to boost credit growth ahead of Diwali. India's smartphone exports hit a record high in the first quarter of financial year 2025-26, with shipments reaching $7.72 billion, a 58% increase from $4.9 billion in the same period last year. According to reports, Apple Inc. led the surge, exporting $6 billion worth of iPhones through its contract manufacturers, an 82% jump from the previous year. The monsoon session of the Delhi Assembly will begin today. The 5-day session will run till the 8th of this month. On the first day of the monsoon session, Chief Minister Rekha Gupta will table two key Controller and Auditor General CAG reports. The first is on the state finances for the financial year 2023-24, while the other is on the welfare of building and other construction workers for the year 2023. In cricket, the fifth and the final test of the Anderson Tendulkar Trophy has entered a thrilling final day at the Oval, with hosts England set to resume their second innings at 339 for 6 against India. England needs just 35 more runs to win, while India must take the remaining 4 wickets to claim the victory and level the series. And that is the end of this news bulletin.